Blog Talk Radio.
Money come first, then I get the pussy. Money come first, then I get the pussy. Money come first, then I get the pussy. Money come first, then I get the pussy.
What up, Jones? I'm in my gangsta mode, man. I'm in it, bitch. All black, man. No stain. The Tennessee, man. Pop a square. Let me get that show, man. They gonna get up out my face with that bullshit gang. But it's all good. Man, smoking that all good. Man, it ain't good. Her mama told me that she don't even fuck with like can do. But now she do her thing on it, man. You feel me, fool?
Money come first, man. Then I get the pussy. Money come first, man. Then I get the pussy. Money come first, man. Then I get the pussy. Money come first, man. Then I get the pussy. Pussy
train, thoroughbred, 100% ain't gotta act. Cool all around town, so really I ain't gotta pay. But don't trust nobody, so I stay strapped. Ready to clap, leave out with this bitch on my lap. Let me change the weather. Feel like I'm up in the Maybach. Middle of December, top drop like I brought Maybach. Boy, why you say that? Told her mama I need the paycheck. And if you can't pay that, I'll holler back when I'm patient.
Money come first, man. Then I get the pussy. Money come first, man. Then I get the pussy. Money come first, man. Then I get the pussy. Money come first, man. Then I get the pussy.
I'm a gangsta cat, daddy, till I'm in a grave. Sir, it's a tin man. I've been done pay my way. G-A-N-G-S-T-A on your forehead with a blade. I'ma keep it 100 with you. That's a dude that's been paid. I am Tenapula, mixed up with no cut.
We get it, nigga.
Call.
We get it, nigga.
Street life.
We hit it, nigga.
Huh.
We do
know it, nigga.
Ball.
We do it cause we pump it from the back. What you know about that?
We about money.
We get it, nigga.
Ho.
We get it, nigga.
Call.
We get it, nigga.
Street life.
We live it, nigga.
Huh.
We do it, nigga.
Ball.
We do it cause we pump it from the back. What you know about that?
Now what you know about that?
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 Welcome to my block, blood splatter dreams, dealers and dope fiends, chasing that cream, step out that drop, caught up in the scene, heavy on these streets, hell to the E. Welcome to my block, blood splatter dreams, dealers and dope fiends, chasing that cream, step out that drop, caught up in the scene, heavy on these streets, hell to the E. Hop in the drop, eager to roll cream, sweet body shorts, candy cane for the dope fiends. Rocking the spleen, tip low with the fucking beam. It hit the canvas, my nigga, gotta move with the steam. Your body is lean, ribs showing, suckers not eating. But you keep them on your lips, now your partner's leaking. Got your mama at the closet door, looking stressed. Puffing best, pour some liquor, heavy on the west. Clowns can't contest, no competition. Snatch up your cash, sneaky cops out fishing. Clowns better understand, player, this is business. Ain't nothing personal, you can get your wig split. So put the bread on the table, bandy cams, collard greens. Real how it has to be, cheddar cheese, we talking jeans. Count your bills, get your meal. Stay your ass up out of jail, you win this game, you pimp a swell. Welcome to my block, blood splatter dreams. Dealers and dope fiends, chasing that cream. Step out that drop, caught up in the scene. Heavy on these streets, hell to the E. Welcome to my block, blood splatter dreams. Dealers and dope fiends, chasing that cream. Step out that drop, caught up in the scene. Heavy on these streets, hell to the E.
See them boys on the corner, yeah, they got that, got that. Mommy, she's so cute, now she on her back, on her back. Squares thinking, smoking mirrors, where the cameras at? Fuck them cameras, Hollywood ass, get beaten with a sludge hammer. Suckers need assistance, hit some game for your ear. You a hoe, hear your pimp, now go and get the fatty, bitch. Work that corner, work that stage. Flip a young hoes, introduce them to the pimp gang. Gotta keep it gutter, ride for the set. Bury you cockroaches, you squeezing that tech. West Coast nonstop, you're all welcome to the block. When we open up shop, D's cooking in the pot. Trapped in that terror, got your mind tripping, sipping that, yeah. Dipping them sticks, head spinning, wind up in ICU. Huh, ICU, got cross slipping, now you shitting out a damn tube.
Welcome to my block, blood splatter dreams. Dealers and dope fiends, chasing that cream. Step out that drop, caught up in the scene. Heavy on these streets, hell to the E. Welcome to my block, blood splatter dreams. Dealers and dope fiends, chasing that cream. Step out that drop, caught up in the scene. Heavy on these streets, hell to the E.
Wet them up, killer Cali, gang bang cut throat. Hundred spokes, funny moves will get your goofy ass soaked. Blood dripping off your seat, hungry for that ghetto meat. Knocked off in your teeth, dragged all through the street. Here come them jackers, searching for the thriller. He's back, nigga, turn your brain into a river. Holding on that field drunk, shots from the loaded gun. Coward niggas left stunned, shells hotter than the sun. Ill war, music, your bitches die, trillion deaths. Haters push you to the limits, chalk written on your steps. No, not to illustrate, hit you with a 38. Leave you in the ditch, sticking catfishes. Hunting season, talk way back. Battlefield, you don't snooze. Wake up in the red ooze, leaking out your tennis shoes. Oh, what it do? You wish upon a star, found yourself on the coast, shot up in your rental car.
Welcome to my block, blood splatter dreams. Dealers and dope fiends, chasing that cream. Step out that drop, caught up in the scene. Heavy on these streets, hell to the E. Welcome to my block, blood splatter dreams. Dealers and dope fiends, chasing that cream. Step out that drop, caught up in the scene. Heavy on these streets, hell to the E.
Wake up in the morning, money on my mind, 6 a.m., back on the grind. Pretty young king say she wanna get high. My rhyme's so dope, bend over and sniff a line. The homies in the party off PCP. The only time you see us is off a DVD. They say my rhyme's too hood for MTV, but go ahead and pump me in your MP3. I used to still work at the car like it was pizza. Brand new kid every day like it was Easter. Your cousin still work at the mall, slide Visa. Niggas still catching them cases like receivers. All they wanna hear is that crack through the speakers. One time search your car, they check tweeters. Seen niggas get money, do wild ass shit. Like all on stage, going down on the bitch. Fuck making it rain, throw them thousands to the click. 2 feet on the curb, put it down for the rent. I don't diss rappers, trash the switch rappers. I love cash money, but I don't kiss rappers. I could do a Nicki Minaj, playing the Bosch. Meet Foxy and Trina, then jump on the dodge. Split a cigar, answer the call. That's money on the line, plus I'm better than y'all. I'm just patiently waiting for you to drop the ball. These black top rules when we make the call. I'm a pro at this, no thanks to y'all. Every rapper on the radio, gangster y'all. I'm just flying up the Shaw, just left the liquor bank. Me and my bra, my dog, and a stick of dank. Gin and juice, I'm high, I think a nigga ain't.
Yeah, we back, man. First Fan Radio, man. We're going to start the show off right, man. I got my man Prez from UGS, man. Say hello to the world tonight, man. You know what I mean? We got God 6 on the line. Say what's up to the world, fellas.
Man, what's up?
What's up, One Nation, man? We got nothing but love. First Fam back in the building, Underground Society, man. How you doing?
Man,
yeah, for the third time already. God damn, we're back in this shit.
Yeah, man, we working, man. It feel good to hear from you fellas again, man. You know what I mean? And we definitely appreciate having y'all on the show, man. It's about the Underground Society, man. You know what it is, man. The CD's out, you know what I mean? We need an update on the reviews, you know what I mean? And what's in the works? What's next?
Well, next, you know what I'm saying, we're working on Volume 2, which is called Fuck the Lame Stream. And it's pretty much... We got to come back and take back this game, man. But we can't do it without support. We need to get at these fuckboys. They're killing
it. And you figure, dude, we need more people to hit us with tracks. Because what we're doing, why are more people giving us fucking tracks for this shit? Because if you look at the game that it is now, it's a fucking circus. You got people wearing pink pants and lipstick and shit. It's just nuts. We need to get this shit going. It's fucking lame. That's all you're doing.
Now, as far as Lame Stream, Fuck the Lame Stream, what's some of the artists we can expect to hear from, man, that's on this upcoming project?
Well, we got, you know what I'm saying, the homie Cole 187 from Above the Law, Mac Maul from the Bay Area, he said he's down for it. Immortal Technique's going to be down for it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Those are the biggest names we got so far.
I got a few myself. I got my brother Sophia coming through. And,
okay.
We got Equipto once more. So, you know, we got Sophia Equipto. We got a few more surprises coming on the way.
You know, we got to have Thrill Hoods again, you know what I'm saying? With yourself.
Shout out to Thrill Hoods.
You know what I'm saying? We definitely got to have Malaysia up in there. We got to have New Jersey up in there. And, you know, some surprises along the way. You know, we're going to have the homies Woodpile. You know, of course, my brother CL the Bad Black.
You got to get Emo in that bitch.
JT Money. JT Money is definitely down.
JT Money?
Yeah. Yep.
He's the UGS general for Miami. He represents us to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to JP Money, the bitch eye.
Hey, real talk. I hate hoes.
Yeah, definitely.
No doubt. That's official, man. We got a brother on the line that joined us tonight, man. You know him, man. He's calling out the 347. Introduce yourself, brother. Welcome to First Fan Radio.
Yo, Prez, what up? It's Wicked, man. What's going on?
Wicked Vendetta, what's up, homeboy?
What's good, man? What's up with you? It's been a minute.
Man, you know we got to get you on Volume 2.
Oh, we already talked about that. That's no question. I hate I missed Volume 1, but I just wanted to send much love to you, much love to CO. As we have been from day one, we're going to support every single thing y'all do. Chicago,
man.
New York, New Jersey, L.A., Houston, wherever I'm at. It is what it is, man. You know you got
much respect to you, brother, man. Been knowing you for a minute, and you know what I'm saying, got nothing but love for you, bro.
Give us a rundown, Wicked. Give us a rundown on you and your movement, brother.
Well, we just really been doing the same thing, but not to the extent that Prez has been doing it. We met a couple of years back. CO's my boy. Prez is my boy. We both started out, you know, writing for different publications and doing freelance writing for a lot of these major magazines that were major at the time that are not in existence anymore. And it's just like he said, you know, when you're around this industry and you see these cats and you talk to them, you interview them, and you follow their careers, and you're in the studio when these songs and stuff are being made and when they're signing these contracts, what they portray to these kids in videos is a lot of lies.
Yeah.
On the business side, most of these cats don't even know what their contracts even mean. And then they get on TV and act like they got all this money. They act like they so damn tough. They didn't. No, you need to get your business straight, number one, if you're going to be an artist. And if you want to deal with a major corporation, you need to have what you need to go in there on a mental, emotional, or verbal level, and on a business level to deal with these cats. It's a lot of faking. It's a lot of fronting. It's a lot of frauds in this game. And I'm just glad that UGS FTI is actually shedding light on that, not only here in the U.S., but all over the world.
Yeah.
Much love. Much love. And the only way we're going to grow is because of brothers like you, you know, supporting us. Because right now the support is very minimal. They're trying everything they can to block us. You know what I'm saying? Anything they can do to block us. Now, even people, you know what I'm saying, it's funny, you know what I'm saying, how Vendetta mentioned this. We wrote for these magazines. People that I helped put on 10, 15 years ago, they just turned their back to this shit. It's like, back then, all they were doing was hollering about how there ain't no unity in their city, there ain't no unity in the rap
game. Mm-hmm.
And now when I'm trying to unify this shit, they don't want to support.
Yep.
And it's a shame, but you know what? We don't need them. Fuck them. We're going to get it, man. It's only our first year. You know what I'm saying? As far as I'm concerned, for year number one, with little to no budget behind us, I think we were highly successful. You know what I'm saying? Our biggest accomplishment, though, man, we saved a dude's life from certain death. You know what I'm saying? Our homeboy, shout out to our homeboy Matthew in Australia. This guy was going through
some deep personal things.
He talked about it on our podcast. I mean, he quit eating. I mean, he was down to 90 pounds. You know what I'm saying? He was about to give it in, but we called him. You know what I'm saying? We made sure he was good, and he said, man, this shit brought him back from the death. And that's what the fuck this shit is about, man.
That's what
it's about. Reaching people. Because the rap that they got on the radio right now, it's all garbage. It ain't doing no positive shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We gotta bring back the positivity. And I'm not saying selling drugs and talking about killing motherfuckers is positive. You know what I'm saying? But that's real shit. That's what you see outside the window. That's what you see when you go out to the store. You see them motherfuckers getting robbed and people getting killed.
Yeah, that's real talk. That's real talk. We got another caller that just joined us out the 609, man. And this one of my artists that I work with on First Family Entertainment, man. It's Yellow Tape Dutch. Welcome to the show, bro. What's going on with you?
Yo, what's good, bro? What's up? What's up?
Yeah, you on the line with Prez, man, and God 6, man, Underground Society, man, and Wicked.
All right, what's good with y'all, fellas? I'm just now, Tony, man. I hear what y'all's talking about, really, so I'm on here. What's up with y'all, man?
Good to hear.
It's chopping it up about the music industry, man, and the Underground Society movement, man. This is Prez put together one of the first compilations, man, with every artist from every country, man, that's exposing Illuminati and hip hop, man, and Prez, you can describe it better than me, man. I don't want to say nothing wrong or air. You feel me? So help me out, brother.
Yeah, definitely, man. Well, basically, what it is, you know what I'm saying? When we say Illuminati, we just mean the big corporate entity that runs the industry.
Exactly.
And the world, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's much bigger than the rap game, you know, and the entertainment business. But what it is, you know, there's talented rappers all across the country, I mean, who would eat, you know, Eminem alive, you know what I'm saying? And these guys are getting slept on. You know, and there's no unity. We need to bring unity to this game. That's the only way we can reverse what's going on right now. Because you got to think about when you were a kid, you were listening to Ice Cube, Eric B. and Rakim, all that real shit that was from the struggle. And now what you got these faggots talking about some bullshit, wearing skirts, you know what I'm saying, rocking lipstick, having boys become feminine. No.
It's a bunch of fucking faggots. It's a bunch of left-wristed, homosexual, dick-loving faggots. He's raising a bunch of faggots. And that's the truth.
Yeah,
this industry is on some Eyes Wide Shut, behind closed doors, Jay-Z is getting weird ass by Kanye type shit. I'm telling you, that's what's going on.
I got a question for Six. Now, your brother, Saphir, he had experience in the music industry, right or wrong?
A veteran experience.
Now, far as like from which, just being his brother, like outside looking in, like on his career and everything, like what was the thing that gave him a turning point? Like I ain't fucking with this shit no more.
I think it's weird with everybody. When all of us have been doing something for so fucking long, you don't get the respect you properly deserve and shit.
Yeah.
Personally, I've been in the art for 11 fucking years. I got some big names in my belt. How much money am I living off of? President interviewed fucking millionaires. And how much is he living off of?
Yeah.
It's just a sad truth. When you get in this shit and you don't get paid what you are owed, and we are owed tons of motherfucking money.
Yeah.
It just beat you down and let you be like, hey, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
It's more or less now just snatch and grab the money and then disappear.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right about that. Now, like, I see a lot of, like, different rappers, like, you know what I mean? Like, I look at Warren G, for example, like, versus, like, you know, Snoop Dogg's career, Dr. Dre, you know what I mean? And different other guys and everything. And I'm like, Warren G had a hit song, Regulate.
Yeah.
How come we don't see him on the scene as much as we see Snoop or Dre or, you know, what is it that these guys are doing to stay, you know, in that line, like, you know what I mean, more than, you know, Warren G and Nate Dogg were?
Well, they, you know, you look at Snoop Dogg, he's on Nickelodeon pumping up the next gay boy band, you know, because I see that shit. My daughter,
that ain't right. That shit ain't right.
My daughter's watching SpongeBob before school,
yeah.
And you see these little Fruity Pebble motherfuckers running around stage, and Snoop's cheering them on in the crowd and shit. And plus, I want to touch on the hologram. You know, everybody's talking about that. I do not believe that shit was right, because I'll tell you why. He did.
Mm-hmm.
He went when he went, you know what I'm saying, when he passed, he was not on speaking terms with Dre, and he wasn't on speaking terms with Snoop, and that, man, they're going to have that motherfucker on stage with Justin Bieber before you know it. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have Pac coming out at fucking Lady Gaga concerts.
Yeah, wow. When he does his fucking remix with fucking Jay-Z and Beyonce, me and my girlfriend or whatever, that's going to be the wackest shit in the world, and I just called it. That's going to go down eventually, and these motherfuckers out there are going to eat the shit up. Knowing damn well if Pac was alive, he would never have done that shit. When they start making tracks like that, and him and Biggie, you know, the other cats who died, when they start making all these folks come out of nowhere and do shit they wouldn't normally do in their real lives,
yeah.
And you have the people, the brand new rap fan or whatever, who's like, oh, what is this shit? I vaguely remember this as a kid. This is what it must be. That's what is out there. That's what
funny because you know what, like a lot of youth today don't really know what media is. Like, you know what I mean? Like the media, they take footage from an event, man, and they can chop it down to whatever they want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
And present it to you. Like, the editing process is real. Like, we watch Will I Am be hologrammed to ABC Studio. Now, if you don't know how that works, I mean, we all deal with green screens on every level. You know what I mean? And for them to create that effect right in front of your eyes, come on, man. You know what I mean? They that's mind control. And you
believe what they want you to believe nowadays.
Yeah, they want you to believe Tupac was actually rapping with Snoop at Coachella.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, come on, man. Like, we know that's a mirror. That's glass. Snoop had to stay in one spot. He couldn't even shake the man's hand. That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
I would say it was kind of creepy looking back at the shit. If you watch that shit again,
yeah,
without the fucking shock, it's lightweight creepy the way this shit looked.
Oh yeah,
and the way they make him disappear at the end, it just kind of scares you, like he's a fucking corpse again. It kind of ends it. That's creepy ass shit.
Now, if it was Pac by himself and he wasn't shouting out Dre, wasn't rapping with Snoop, and was doing
like,
him,
what happened to those albums? You feel,
yeah,
why would he say that? That's not the first.
They should have brought him out like the Outlaws or something.
Yeah, now that would have made sense.
Or even Spice One, you know what I'm saying? Bring him
out. Yeah, Spice.
Spice One, man, and do that you know what I'm saying, that shit that they did back in the day, you know, or
that shit they took Spice off of.
Or even fucking Digital Underground. Bring them out with fucking Humpty Hump. That would have been better than Snoop Dogg.
That would have been raw. That would have been raw. That would have been raw.
I mean, come on. You know, I mean.
I don't know. Hey, Dutch, what's your take on that, man? Did you see that? The hologram Tupac?
Yeah, that shit was creepy as hell, but... I mean, I don't know. That shit fucked me up a little bit. That was some crazy shit.
Yeah, Biggie Smalls next. I think they're going
to
do a Biggie Smalls
album.
And Diddy going
to
spill his champagne.
Leave them guys alone, man. Let their memories
rest.
Diddy's
going to put on a silver tracksuit and you'll be doing a running man next to a holographic Biggie watch.
Yeah. That's crazy. I think they should leave that alone, though, man, because think how people, families looking at that, man. You taking my son's image and you making money off it at a damn concert. I need some of that money. We ain't hear them say shit about they about to donate the money to his mom's or, you know what I mean, nothing. To the school in Atlanta, none of that.
Wait till the All-Star hits with Biggie, Tupac, Eazy-E,
that would have made sense. Yeah, that would have been dope. That would have been dope, but do a tour like that. That would have been hot.
You're going to see Jam Master Jay cutting it up. You know what I'm saying, with Run and DMC next to him, but people don't even realize Run was an asshole to DMC and Jam Master Jay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's like, I don't know, man. Like
That's
you said,
crazy.
Leave them guys alone. Let them rest in peace already.
Yeah.
Well, I got some new music here tonight, man, and we got the fellow on the line tonight, Mr. Wicked. We're going to let him introduce this next joint. We're going to hop into when we come back. We're going to keep chopping it up, man. And if any callers out there or any listeners out there want to call in and join in with us, hit us on the line at 917-889-8297. Wicked, I'm going to let you go ahead and take it away, man. Take us into the joint.
All right. This is from the Make 'Em Hate Me mixtape we released a while back. Prez, I'm sure he's got a copy of this because I know we hit him off. This first joint's called Major Label Haters, and it's pretty much self-explanatory. I really don't think after this plate it's going to need any more explanation. It's just really touches on how a lot of these, like we said, the BS you deal with, dealing with these major labels, and I'm basically letting them know where they can go. Bottom line.
You already know. So let's hop into it, y'all. Major Label Haters on First Fan Radio. Let's get it.
It's your man, Thirsty House Shoes. Mr. Fucking House Shoes to you, bitches. This is for all the motherfucking corporate CEOs. Fortune 500 ass motherfucking CEOs you never see that's making money off this hip-hop shit. You know who the fuck you are, motherfuckers. So I offer you another nut martini with some period blood for your bitch. Fuck the major labels and the A&Rs. I'm independent, bitch, and I was born a star. Sure who I am, do you know who you are? Motherfuckers should be locked behind bars. Stealing every dime through industry history. Fuck your chance, advance and deal 360. What the business is missing is me. I'm independent and that's the shit to me. The major label hater, that's who I be. Fuck MTV and BET. Them dirty dick suckers playing for the same team. I send nuts to your sluts cause you ain't pimping me. You won't get one cent of my cream. I'm online and DVD, TV screens. Wanna use them C's and make us walk the line. I'm independent and that's what I define, bitch. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck them in the ass, see you bitches later. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck y'all, we breeder. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck them in the ass, see you bitches later. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck y'all, we breeder. Fuck Oprah and Cosby. Y'all eat shit cause y'all shit is sloppy. I'm like Rocky, you can't stop me. I'm too cocky, so how could it not be? I keep a 9-to-5 to legally survive. The fake Jews and broads are all lies. Rappers stand up, where the fuck is your pride? And the phone only rings cause you've yet to sign. Unknown today, but tomorrow you're hot. And by the end of the week, your whole career's forgot. They telling you you was gonna blow up the spot, but they forgot to tell you that you'd owe them a lot. See the advance you got. In the video shop, the magazines for teens, in the radio spots. Had you thinking that you would blow up for sure, but you gotta pay them for the promo tour. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck them in the ass, see you bitches later. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck y'all, we breeder. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater.
Like the Kennedys, and when I'm done, you'll remember me. Hustle hard by any means. Hate the machine like my nigga Beans. Go against the giant, so defiant. Since the shorty, been self-reliant.
Harder working motherfuckers in the game, you can't find.
You getting scraped up to get your cake up, but it's too easy, y'all better wake up. Indy 500 in the fast lane. Y'all walking brother niggas run the board game. I burn your house, you try to burn me. That's why those deals don't concern me. Getting money on my journey. You can't judge me, no attorney.
Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck them in the ass, see you bitches later. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck y'all, we greater. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck them in the ass, see you bitches later. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck y'all, we greater. Like I told you, motherfuckers. This is for all the motherfuckers in the suites that don't touch the fucking streets, but using all these motherfucking artists to fucking eat. They pimping these motherfucking kids, man. And this shit is ridiculous. IMF is in the building. We don't have that shit over here. And you motherfucking rappers better smarten the fuck up too. Learn the business.
Yeah, man, we back, man. First Fan Radio, it's your boy Chill Jizzle, man. That was wicked, man. Major Label Haters, man. I like that joint right there. That's my kind of talk.
Man, that's got to go on
feeling that
too, right there, bro.
Feeling that shit. Fuck Cosby. Hey, Oprah.
I like that.
Cosby. That was,
yeah.
Yeah.
Feeling that shit. That shit go hard. Have your written out in my head and shit. That's what's up.
I threw that in there about Bill Cosby simply because of the fact that it's like he was so hard on, I guess he was going at the mainstream artist, but when somebody of that stature talks,
yeah,
it like brings a negative light from the mainstream press, the media, and everything else on the entire industry.
Yeah,
and for independent people that are out here busting their ass and trying to run their own companies and do their own thing, my thing with him was, how can you say anything to anybody in this genre, hip hop, mainstream or independent, when if we really look back at your history, you did what you had to do to get where you are now. You played a pimp. You played a hustler. Uptown Saturday Night. Let's do it again. You want to talk about, you know, how hip hop is making, you know, people in minority cultures look bad, but what the hell did Fat Albert do for us?
Hey, you know what? He just hit a key note right there. What does Fat Albert do for us, man? It depresses, and it always
you know
did, man.
So, that's why I had to get at him.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Well, he went at Eddie Murphy early in his career too. you know.
Yeah. But you know what?
You can't even say Fat Albert was in the past. This motherfucker did co-signed on a remake of the Fat Albert for the movie.
Wow.
They fucked it up.
It happened already. It happened, and it was the most dumbest shit I ever saw a commercial for. That shit was disgusting. They had Omarion and what's the other guy's name?
Roger.
It became You Got Served with Costumes.
Yeah.
So shout out to Hollywood for making everything the best they can do.
And making everybody dance, and every rapper don't dance, man. What's going on with that, man?
Yeah, right.
Lil Wayne had to have at least a dance scene or some shit. Fuck out of here.
I'm saying Lil Wayne put on his Uggs now, man. Did y'all see this? Lil Wayne is at basketball games with Uggs on, green ones, white ones.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a little weird alien looking ass with some fur boots and some other shit too, like some big ass earrings on. It is what it is.
Yeah, dude totally did a three.
And then I saw this faggot little B. You know the shit the Hindu girls be wearing in the middle of their head to show you're married? Little dot?
Yeah.
This faggot is walking around rocking one now like a bitch.
Oh,
he's over there bedazzling his face like a stripper.
His newest song is called I'm the Baddest Bitch.
I'm sure he is. Hey, I hope one day he gets locked up and we go see who the baddest bitch really is.
I got into it with some.
I'm gonna fuck your old sweet Pete faggot.
I got into it with him online because he did a mixtape where he took Soldier Slim's album cover, and he put his face on there. Now I reviewed.
Wow.
I reviewed Slim's last album, and we put him on the cover of Murder Dog right before he died. So I went right at that faggot, man. I was like, how dare you disrespect a fallen soldier like him? You know what I'm saying? Who was a trendsetter in his area, and put your gay shit on his cover. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, oh, you got me all fucked up. It's like, no, I don't got you all fucked up, man. You need to leave that man alone and don't associate your gay fuckboy music with his real street shit. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't like what I had to say, but fuck him.
Hey, you ever take the time to listen to the motherfucking music or even try to? It's damn near impossible. If you attempt to, it's a bunch of loose, random-ass words with a beat over it. It's applesauce, crisscross, I'm a boss, ping pong on a table, guns in my hand. That's it. I just gave y'all a real big exclusive. Somebody fucking let me go swipe their ass and I'll make a bank. You know, slap them in the face with his money.
What we heard from Wicked was lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What we hear from Lil B and other rappers like him, there's this motherfucker in the Shy right now. He's called Chief Keith, and this guy he's
Chief
the Chicago
Keith,
version
bang, bang.
Of Lil B. Yeah, bang bang bang.
This motherfucker hits off Cactus Jack from ECW.
That's all he does. Is go bang bang bang. You know what I'm saying? Then spit a few bars. Bang bang bang.
No, hold on. Like, this is a new artist that just came out.
Bang bang bang.
Yeah.
This motherfucker's got like 1.5 million hits on like two or three videos, and he ain't got a deal yet. But this guy's so hot in the city that two of his artists just got signed by Def Jam.
Wow.
What's his name?
That's some horseshit.
His name is Chief Keith.
Oh shit!
Some bullshit.
You know,
that's why CO, you know, CO came out, you know, recently on his mixtapes. You know, CO's been doing this since the '80s, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And people know him. The Bishop knows him. A lot of cats from the West Side know him. Everybody in Chicago knows him, but they don't give him his props. You know what I'm saying? Because they know he's the type of motherfucker that'll just take that fucking thing over. And now he's like, fuck it, I'm the king of the Shy. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
My dude, that's my brother, bro.
Yeah, he's coming, man. He's coming. You already know Wicked. He's coming, man, with this shit in 2012. Gonna take that fucking title and get it away from these fuckboys. And
real.
It's like that in every city, man. It's like that in every city. You know, you got real motherfuckers who are getting slept on.
Yep.
Why these fuckboys are coming in? You know, they got some hustler behind them with a few dollars to get them some spins on YouTube, get them some Twitter followers, and next thing you know, these guys are what the majors are going after. It's just disgusting.
Disrespectful to everybody who came before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
disrespectful to the LC, man.
Came before. It's a disrespect to everybody's fucking legacy. That's all it is, plain and simple.
Yeah.
And then when you go check disrespect at the gate, this shit just grows. And that's what happened to the game. Just nonstop bullshit because no one ever checked it at the gate.
Yeah.
People just let this shit go.
Like the other day, Sebo, you know what I'm saying, he came out.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about the Tupac hologram. He was like, man, fuck Snoop and Dre for that shit. He's like, cause
yeah,
you know,
like that was their idea, right?
Yeah. Dre and Snoop, that was their shit. It was Dre's idea. Of course, you know, Snoop's going to co-sign anything Dre does. And Sebo, you know, Sebo was cool with Pac, you know what I'm saying? Pac was the one that was telling the Outlaws to rap like Sebo. They gave him Sebo's albums, like, man, this is how you should rap. You know what I'm saying? When they were starting out. And Sebo, man, he was like, man, fuck them for saying that shit. Fuck them for putting Pac out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know why more people haven't come forward to say the same thing. Now, gay-ass Waka Flocka even said it. You know what I'm saying? With his retarded ass. He even said that was wrong. You know?
I think waiting your fucking time. That shit is irrelevant, man.
Yeah. So.
It's just a bunch of money-hungry motherfuckers trying to make money off it. You know, off a dead man's legacy. It's all it is. What you boil down to is a bunch of crook-ass motherfuckers making money. And when people try to do proper shit, they don't get broken off properly.
Well, we got to keep moving forward and keep doing what we're doing and just not give up. And eventually, you know, shit's going to turn around.
Yeah, well, my goal, man, if I could get with or unite every artist from across the world like you did for one project, man, if they could come together for one project, like one CD, man, or if we could come together and just start touring the world, then we won't need no record companies, we won't need no industry, we won't need no Barry Gordy's and none of these niggas, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, man, it's all about, like, this music started in the street. Like, if we put it back there and make the labels come out and support independent music, you know what I mean? Like, you can get it directly from an independent artist nowadays. Like, if we stop playing these records that the radio play, if the DJ is in the nightclub, he should stop playing all this mainstream shit and play these unsigned R&B acts and unsigned rappers and unsigned reggae artists and unsigned whatever. But I say this to say that the music that you listening to, if you think this just is good, you haven't heard nothing in the street yet. Like, you know what I mean? These artists that's unsigned is amazing, man. Like, why you not signed? Like, everybody, like, I looked at making a band one time, right? And I said, it's a lot. You can't tell me that it's like that's the hottest artist out of 2 million people that came to try out.
Yeah, that's true.
That's who have a certain look, and that's who will fucking bow down. Because what it is in this industry, if you don't play that role they want you to play, you ain't gonna get nowhere.
Exactly.
And the underground as a whole, all of us, we ain't gonna play by these motherfucking rules. So what we're at, you know,
but they do this on the reality shows a lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You notice that, like, they find people that they can control and do that with, because
they want the ones who will make the most money, that are most easily upset, or the motherfuckers out there who will make the most TV time. They want.
Not only that, they want you know people like Puffy. You know, he wants his Corey Feldman. You know what I'm saying? He wants.
Uh-huh.
Macaulay Culkin that's gonna open his ass upon request. That's another thing these motherfuckers ain't telling you is this game is full of homosexuals. I mean, you look at Steven Spielberg, you look at all these Hollywood directors and these publicists. Man, they get these little kids at a young age so they can fucking butt rape them and take their finances.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's no different in the fucking record industry. Look at Puffy taking Exhibit to a club. Exhibit said it himself. Exhibit's like, man, we pull up at the club and it's these dudes all hanging on each other. And Puffy wanted to take me in there. I was like, hell no, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Man.
Hey, I'm telling you, all them dudes on Raw from Secret, Eyes Wide Shut, nasty shit.
Yeah.
All them creepy rich motherfuckers do it.
It's people, you know, people don't believe that, oh, man, the game's controlled by the occult and a secret society and this and that. Well, there is a circle. You know what I'm saying? Now, how you get in that circle, who knows? I'm not saying every rapper that busted through that circle is a faggot or anything of that nature, but I do know there's a lot of them in the rap game. I mean, Wendy Williams came out years ago saying about, you know, the gay rapper. Who is the gay rapper? Fat Joe just said, you know what I'm saying, the gay mafia runs the rap game. The game himself said, oh, yeah, I know for a fact I've worked with gay rappers before. I know you know for a fact. You had a butterfly in your face, motherfucker.
All you motherfuckers do kids refer to Boondock shit, that what is that, gang solicit. That shit actually happens. You got undercover gang niggas rapping like the hardest street motherfuckers women.
Yeah.
And they market and they bank it. And that's
now,
all
now,
it is. It's
now,
all
I don't know how
true it is. A fucking act.
I don't know how true it is, but I heard Cam'ron was one of those type of rappers long back. Like, it was a while back. I heard this, and I don't know how true
it
is.
I'm saying, when you rocking that much pink and you're proud of you wearing all that pink and whatnot, man, that's kind of a flag.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because they were saying, like, when the camera come on, he hard as shit. But when the camera's off, he's, hey, boo-boo.
He's coming
up
and shit. Snapping his fingers and looking up.
Yeah. But I'm not a hater, you know what I mean? I'm not hating and none of that. We just... This is what's
it is. It is what it is. Hey, people live. I always say, man, you know, whatever floats your boat, don't float that nasty ass lame colored shit in there, because I'm not the face off.
Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not a hater either, but to a certain degree, you know what I'm saying? I'm hating all turd-eating rappers, man. And anybody that's got their face up another man's ass, I can't like them. So I must be a hater if I hate them.
And that's why it's called fuck the lame team, because the majority of these motherfuckers is all on each other's laps like that.
Yeah, like
teaching the kids to be gay.
Like CO said, like my brother CO said, he's like, man, these motherfuckers are tossing each other.
Yo, how y'all feel about Ray, man? How y'all feel about Wale? I fucks with Wale, but I know a lot of people don't like him. What's up with him?
With who?
Yeah, Wale. I listen to pretty much just old ass music, underground rap. So I don't know. I heard the name, but yo. I was listening to Nat King Cole yesterday. 5 minutes ago, it was fucking Jimmy Cliff. It is what it is.
Yeah, like Wale. I think you're an awesome artist, man. But I
Rick Ross's boy.
Yeah, I don't think he's nothing that I haven't heard before though.
Yeah. I never fought with that dude. And you know what's crazy? I'm a music journalist. I couldn't even tell you what's on the radio right now.
Real talk.
I couldn't tell you none of that shit.
I can tell you, I'm gonna give you two: Lil Wayne, Drake, and Trey Songz.
Yeah,
man. First off, Lil Wayne, that dude's a faggot. Drake, that bushy-eyed faggot. That motherfucker gets face kicked in for being the softest man living. I swear to that is like one of the softest men to have come out of the closet since anybody. He's like don't hold on to the rap genre. That is one sweet sweet motherfucker. If anybody thinks he's credible, I guarantee you I can throw a fucking crowd of marshmallows around that and he'll get bruised and passed out by the fucking impact of that shit. That'd be a fucking crowd. who's the other motherfucker?
Trey Song.
Fuck him for trying to sue Dave Hester off Star Wars. That motherfucker made you up, you bitch-ass motherfucker. Yeah,
that's Drake's boy, though. That's Drake's boy. Drake wouldn't like that. Drake, that's Drake homeboy.
I don't want to fucking vote. I don't have time to say fucking anybody. Fuck all of them.
Man, CO said it perfectly on his last mixtape. He said, I'm on the NWA Eazy-E shit. I kick Drake in the ass and make him spit out Wheezy dick. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Damn.
You know, these guys are, you know.
Hey, you smell what I did them on fucking Dr. Kafar cover. When we get to the volume 2 of this fucking fucking lame skin cover, I'm going to fuck it all the way up. I really do hate the fucking industry as it is. Cause I had 11 years in this shit, president of 15. I hate seeing myself and my people have to go through this shit.
All right, I got a question for you. I got one for you, Six. And, but this one for you, Prez.
Yeah.
Nipsey Hussle.
I'll tell you what I see on Nipsey Hussle. You know what I'm saying? From what I know about him. I see a dude, he's coming with some street shit, but then again, I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, just like, you know, we were talking about C-Lim earlier. C-Lim, this guy is supposed to be some harsh street dude out of Sacramento, dissing Brother Lynch Hung, and now he's on some fake shit.
I'm
going to
say, he's co-signing Lynch left and right. He's going, grrr, just like Lynch.
Yeah, the game too, man. I'll tell you this about the game. At first, one of my favorite interviews was the game, because he was real humble and stuff. But then as it came out that this dude was, butterflies getting tattooed on him.
Well, what's up with the dating show? Change your heart.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this too. Murder Dog was what first put him on.
Yeah.
Folks don't realize that. No credit was given.
Yeah, because before the game was with Dre, he was out there in the Bay working with JT, the bigger figure, and we was doing stories on him, and I'm saying this dude ain't really he ain't giving his props like he should. But it is what it is. A lot of these guys ain't doing what they should do, so fuck them. But what's popping out there over in Jersey, man? What's going on over there in Jersey right now? Hello?
I got you over here. It's Wicked. I still hear you guys.
Oh, hey, what's up, Wicked?
Yeah, I still hear y'all.
Hey, that track was a fucking banger, man.
I'm glad you liked it, bro.
Yo, feeling the fuck out. That track was the business.
Yeah, I'm real.
Glad
I
you guys
I heard that one, man. You gotta send me that.
Hey, well, we ain't finished playing, man. We ain't finished. We got some more Wicked over here, man. This is when the record comes, man.
What's over here?
Yeah.
This is what it sounds like.
I'm sitting in the car, right? So Skinny Bitch just came jogging. Why the fuck are you jogging? You already won. Look how skinny your legs are, bitch. Go home and eat a sandwich.
God, I gotta come out to Cali, man. I really gotta get out there, man.
I'm not sure, because sometimes I want to be out here. I want to be out here with like a big ass thing of steak. I'm fried up and just tackle bitches down and just feed them steak all day. Eat something. No one likes the rib cage feel. Shout out to the Model Mayhem page. Ladies, I do graphics for y'all now. No skinny bitches, y'all make my skin crawl.
Oh, shit. That's what it is, man. Hey, man, listen, we're coming right back, man. This is when the record comes, man. Six is going crazy on the lines right now.
For the haters in the club, gonna show the haters love. We see the haters in the club, we gonna show the haters love. For the haters in the club, we gon' show the haters love. See, when the new record comes, don't come like a fucking bum. Asking for fucking money to buy you a fucking crumb. You hating motherfuckers, don't buy my album. Put this dick in your mouth and just taste the outcome. You got a crumb, I make the whole cake. I keep what I earn, what you make, they take. See, you sign a dotted line, your life away. For mine's, every day is Independence Day. For you, the life force is just once a year. I make the plays on the field to make the hoes cheer. You live your career in major label fear. Cause when they recoup, you know they hit you severe. See, they remove your roof, push you back another year. Your profits, they stop it and keep you broke damn near. I kill the album and crush the mix. Takes more jams in the can than Welch's grapes. I drop albums, 3-1. You double platin, that's a fact, I'm 100,000. See, I ain't a betting man, but willing to bet. With your success and stress, you ain't seen a million yet. You can win the awards, but it's unlikely that the game will ever find another hustler like me. Independent for life, respected highly. And when my shit drop, the bitches gonna buy me. Don't need radio, cause I get the street love. You tour the colleges, I tour the strip clubs. You on 106's couch, smiling and reclining. I'm on the streets in diamonds, hustling, grinding. There'll never ever be another hustler like me. A real CEO, you just a fucking MC. For the haters in the club, gotta show the haters love. For the haters in the club, gotta show the haters love. See, when the new record comes, don't come like a fucking bum. Asking for fucking money to buy you a fucking crumb. You hating motherfuckers, don't buy my album. Put this dick in your mouth and just taste the outcome.
When the record comes, bend over, so I can hit your ass with this Rover. You tried to give us a cold shoulder. I knew this would happen, I told ya. This is how it goes when you get on. People forgot that you got shit on. The same motherfuckers that were frontin', all of a sudden remember nothing. But now we poppin', records droppin', speakers rockin', hoes clockin'. It's on now, no stopping. About to do a track with Rakim. So don't act for a damn cent, cause all y'all haters now are past tense. Independent getting presidents, and you won't find my new resident.
When the new record comes, don't come like a fucking bum, asking for fucking money to buy you a fucking crumb. You hating motherfuckers, don't buy my album. Put this dick in your mouth and just taste the outcome.
Famous.
This is First Fam Radio, the hottest internet radio station on the planet.
Yeah, we back, man. First Fam Radio, it's your boy Chill Jizzle, man. I got Prez on the line. Underground Society, man, got six.
All day.
And we got Wicked on the line and Yellow Tape Dutch. And we got addition to the line, man. We got the homie Thero out of Trenton, New Jersey on the line, man. What's going on with you, big homie? Thero Brad. I guess we lost him. I don't know if he's on or not. You know what I mean? But anyway, we back, fellas, man. You know what I mean? They got the Puffy remix playing in the background and all that shit, man. We sipping champagne and pouring them on the bitches and all that shit, man. You know? Take
I got my silver suit on right now. I got like a silver. I look like a thing of fucking. I look like a nigga has to make potato with the silver on.
Oh my God.
I'm about to do the running man like 5.1 seconds right now. I'm just right on the fucking side.
Take that, take bad boy, bitch.
Take that.
Hey, you know what cracks me up about Puffy? He hops on whatever's hot, man. Like, he turned Rick Ross.
He's a master manipulator. That's
all
it is.
He turned Rick Ross into the new Biggie Smalls and shit.
Oh, man.
They act like we don't know and shit. He looked like Isaac Hayes and Barry White.
Yeah.
Hold up in one motherfucker.
Yo, I thought he was like Uncle Phil off of Fred Prince.
And now he got Frenchie, French Montana now, man. He got him drinking Ciroc and shit. I think I'm going to stop drinking Ciroc, man. Too many niggas drinking Ciroc.
Well, just like him getting mad.
Yeah, Ciroc my chair, down the trail, dog.
What's up? You said Ciroc your favorite drink?
I said it's my shit. You love Ciroc, nigga. We had a couple Ciroc nights, nigga.
Hey, man, why are you telling anybody, man? Come on, man.
I'm telling everybody, man.
I like Ciroc, man, only on Tuesdays, man. It's Thursday. Yeah, you gonna tell everybody I like Ciroc. It's cool, man. I got two bottles. But, you know, I mean, ain't about that, man. You know, it's a wonderful product, man, but I think you need to calm down on it because he's hitting people upside the head with the bottle if you ain't drinking it. If he hit me, we gonna be for a long video shoot, nigga. I'm trying to tell you. Word up. So,
I think I'd be embarrassed if Puffy ever just even put hands on me. Who the fuck can say Puffy put hands on him? I'd be embarrassed. That'd be some
entertaining shit. I think that's the next show, man. I'm gonna try to find people that celebrities put their hands on and shit and see what the after effect was like. You know, after that, like, could you go to work after Puffy put his hands on you? Like, I want to know, anybody out there, if a celebrity put their hands on you, did you go to work?
They gotta be certain celebrities, though, like Puffy be one of them, and like Drake. If Drake smashes on you, Jesus Christ, you better off yourself. Here's the gun. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's real shit, man. You know, son, none of these guys try shit with DMX. You know what I mean? I never heard anybody say, I haven't heard Jay-Z say shit when DMX say something about it.
DMX is still this shit, because first off, we call Lil B a bitch. So shout out to that, and he always kept his fucking stance on shit. He's never been fucking, he never bothered the industry. He kept his fucking stance on everything.
His music, yep. You know what I'm saying? The dude's saying something.
Yeah.
You know, he's not rapping about, you know what I'm saying, the glam and all this and that. Mm-hmm. He's talking about struggle and pain. And that's what this music shit is supposed to be about. I mean, I'm not saying we can't party once in a while and get fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Have some bitches, but back in the day, motherfuckers had their place for that. Like Luke, he was the guy that was doing the chanting. No one else was doing it. You know what I'm saying? Two Live Crew, they had the booty music. You know what I'm saying? You go over to the East Coast, Public Enemy, you know, they had the militant shit. Paris and the West Coast, he had the militant shit.
People had
their place, but nowadays it's everybody wants to emulate the next motherfucker, man.
That's what's
fucking up the game.
And Brad, you know, you can identify with what I'm about to say just to even extend what you just hit right on the head. It's like, even if you look at the South now, they've been dominating for almost 10 years.
Yeah.
But you can verify, Brad, a lot of these artists that you've talked to in the past 10 years from the Southeast region, the Southwest, they don't even know their own history. They're not really familiar with who 8-Ball MJG actually are from the first Suave House record.
Yeah.
And they're not even familiar with labels like Suave in the early days that laid a foundation for them to do what they do.
Yeah.
They don't, the Atlanta rappers, you know what I'm saying, that are out now, they don't even give props. I mean, I'm going back further here. They don't give props to MC Shy D. They don't give props to Hitman Sammy Sam or the Hard Boys, you know what I'm saying, who laid that foundation like you're talking about. Same thing in Miami. Rick Ross, you ain't hearing them hollering Boys and Clans, JT Money. You ain't hearing that shit.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think as far as they're concerned, like, to me, one of the dopest Southern records ever made was T-Lock's first album.
Whatever happened to that brother, man? T-Lock. He was dope, man. That was a dope artist right there, man. Like, I followed them, and what was the other? Poor Pimp, Do or Die.
Do or Die from Chicago,
Man. Where's these guys at? Like, that was real music to me, man. Like, what was my man that had the 20-inch blades on the Impala?
Pastor
Troy. No, not Pastor Troy.
Lil Troy.
Yeah. Want to be a baller. He's still doing his thing down there in Houston. Just, you know, he's more low-key. But Do or Die, B-Lo, I've been in contact with him. He just got out of jail. He did, I want to say, 5 years.
Mm.
And Do or Die, they're getting back together doing some stuff. Tila, I don't know where the fuck Tila's at, though. Ain't heard no shit from him for a while, so.
Yeah, he looks nice.
Yeah. Well, just like Memphis rap, my boy Gangster Pat, he just did a documentary. That was the first motherfucker out of Memphis to get any kind of a deal. He signed with Atlantic Records back in 91. A lot of people don't even know who the fuck Gangster Pat is.
Mm.
3 Sticks Mafia, they don't pay homage to him. You know, they call themselves the king and the originators of Memphis. Same thing with Al Capone. They don't pay homage to Al Capone. He was doing it before them.
Al Capone from Chicago, right? He the one that changed his name to Cap One or something at one time?
Yeah. But the one I'm referring to is from Memphis.
Okay.
Right. You know, but you know, these guys, just touching on what you said, they're not paying homage to the creators of their area.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting. It really is.
Well, a lot of those labels have it. The reason that's been, the labels not doing it. Like, whatever happened to those labels and the people that represented them labels? You know what I mean?
All the big labels are disappearing.
Yeah.
Live is gone. That was the home of Bay Area. It's hard as hell.
It's like R. Kelly. That's where R. Kelly came up from. Jive. Yeah. Justin Timberlake. Jive. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and it's gone. Disappeared.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And but you know it's funny, though? I've been doing a lot of research, and I'm seeing a lot of major artists right now are getting digital distribution deals and just doing everything through digital distribution. They, you know, it's really, you know, the internet. The fucking internet that took over.
CDs are on the way out, you know.
It's changing.
The CD game is over. Like, you know what I mean?
You know,
like,
I got to say, though, looking at that from the inside as part of the industry, it's kind of sad because I'm seeing magazines already disappear. Murdoch is on its way. I think it's all digital now. And now CDs, I do album covers as my profession. That's my bread and butter. To see that kind of go out of fashion and just fade away, that's leaving cats like me having to look for other shit to do.
Yeah.
So it's just a phasing out of different things. And when you do that, how much more than you become some robotic ass fucking music?
Yeah,
it's all fake music after a while. Watch it.
And you're right, because look how they're forcing us to be. Look how they force the consumers. Now your car and your smartphone is predominantly at the store that you're gonna go get your music from. You know what I mean? There's no more mom and pop record stores. There's no the guy in the trunk. They making him an outcast so they can pinpoint him. You feel me? So if I pull up in my trunk, they know I got CDs and ain't a damn CD player in the car no more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They don't want you buying CDs. They want you buying shit digitally now.
They forcing
CDs
it. They forcing the hand on us. You feel me? Look, they taking the CD players out of cars. When you buy a car now, you got satellite radio, MP3 player. That's
CD player, though.
Yeah, I still hit the mall with a duffel bag full of CDs, and people look at me like I'm a terrorist about to blow some shit up. You know what I'm saying? I got security. Paul Blart following me around and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm just passing out some CDs, you know?
I think y'all are doing good.
theorists. I think I've been also Illuminati shit. I've been experiencing this. Now I'm getting kind of tired and aggravated by hearing about it. It's just this. It's like a fairy tale to me a little bit.
What's that?
Y'all really take this Illuminati secret society shit? Y'all really take this serious, huh?
This Illuminati shit? Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
This shit is.
I'll put it this way. Let me put it simply. There's always going to be an upper layer that's going to be wealthier than what's below it, and they're always going to be holding the strings. You can call it what you want. You can say Illuminati. When you say rich motherfuckers. These upper crust elitists are always going to be, no matter what you do. It can be music. It can
I
be
believe
movies.
It.
It's always there. And you can't say it's not, because there's always going to be a certain flip up top that's always going to remain up top and make all the money. And no matter how good you are, when you're at the bottom, you ain't going to make that kind of money unless they say it's okay to.
Until they say it's okay to. Because right now, check this out. I'm going to give you a good scenario, right? Everybody in the world has to pay gas and electric.
Yeah.
Why? You know what I mean? Who's the nigga who invented it? Or who's the motherfucker that invented it?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
If people would switch over to solar, I mean, there's so many different forms of alternative energy.
But you're forced. You feel me? Like, they make you alpha.
Yeah. You're dictated, you know. Just like people like Jimmy Iovine, you know, he has the money to pay every DJ in America to spin Eminem's latest record. And they're going to do it 10 million times over. Now when I say Illuminati, I'm not talking about, you know, Bavaria 1600. You know, I'm talking about big corporate fucking takeover. And that shit is real and serious as fucking cancer. And in some cases, if you go in the food industry, it is cancer, because that's what it's doing to motherfuckers. There ain't no secret that we're the number one nation to die of heart disease, number one nation with the highest death rate of cancer. You think that shit ain't happening on purpose? Come on, look at other countries. You know what I'm saying? Where the death rate of cancer is non-existent compared to what we got. Death rate to heart disease is non-existent compared to what we got. Shit is all controlled by the money, and that's just fact.
Look at all the cheapest food on the market. That's what most people get, the cheapest food, and look at the ingredients on that shit. And look at the more pricier organic shit.
I'm going to give it to you like this. When Cat Williams said, don't eat the cloned chickens.
Yeah.
We've been eating the cloned chickens.
Hey, you see the pictures of them shits? Featherless chicken.
You know, if you like fast food, you're eating the cloned chicken.
What the fuck happened to Cat Williams, man?
Hey, see, this is why you got to start tuning in, man. Let's just put it like this. Kevin Hart is the go-to guy now. And y'all can call it what you want. Did he take that boy promotions or what and become the next new comedian?
He did.
And you ain't going to see Cat Williams capitalize and come right back. Kevin Hart got it. He start with a K too. His name starts with a K. So you know what I mean? You know, instead of saying Cat, we're gonna say Kevin. You know what I mean?
It's an easier transition.
Yeah, they made an easy transition. You know what? He's funny. He's short. You know what? And he's blacker than the motherfucker. Let's give him a shit, because Cat Williams started telling too much shit. You know what I mean? Cat Williams was telling, man. He kept shit real. His jokes, he was telling you some real shit. Them Hollywood parties, Puffy walking past with a champagne glass in the middle of his butt. You know what I mean? All that. No homo, man. You know what I'm saying? But he went in on
comedy. Comedy's the same deal. If you don't talk right in comedy, they don't put you on the same way like the music. It's fucked up. Every industry has that shit.
So you know what I mean? Like,
You already know I know all the shots. I want y'all to talk about it a little bit. You already know. I know what time it is, though. I definitely know what time it is.
I mean, if you want to get into other some shit, you know, we can start talking about reptilians and all that shit, too. There's other separate layers. Y'all ain't realizing that somewhere in the Nevada mountains, dinosaurs have evolved into creatures with legs and arms, and they control shit behind the scenes.
Yep.
But that's some other shit. I don't believe in that, but I respect all y'all that do believe. If you listen and believe in that, contact me. Let's get you talking.
I'll put it to you this way. There's so much shit that we don't even fucking know, or that we can't even fathom. You know what I'm saying? And you can do all the research you want. I've been researching shit for years, and you're always going to find more and more and more. You know, and
it's a big world. It's too big of a world to just say shit that doesn't exist.
Yeah,
I will say this. I don't speak on nothing until I thoroughly research it. If they say there's a government document that says this, 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 and that, I'm going to find that fucking document before I speak on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just going to yell out random shit that I can't back up.
Don't just believe this shit because anybody says it. Look at yourself. And if that's what you want to believe, too, well, with it.
Now, and when you do find it, when you look it up and read it, and they open up that little that other part of your mind where, oh shit.
When two and two start connecting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I had the old shit a couple times. I was like, oh shit.
I just found out the other day. I'm gonna tell you something fucked up.
I wish I could go back to sleep.
I found out something the other day. Yeah. Now kids are doing everything they can to get high right now. I found out that kids are sniffing shit. Human fucking shit to get high.
They're huffing it.
I did not believe it. I'm like, no, man, no one's gonna sniff shit.
Who wanna smell some
about?
Shit, man?
Yeah. And I went online and I looked that up, and motherfuckers are doing it, man.
Hey, what's the term for that shit? Like janking or what? Janking?
Jankum, man. You can get out jankum.
Of
Google.
If any of y'all hear your kids talking about, hey, we about to go janking them, they about to go smell some shit out of a bag or something. You better slap the shit out of this shit, literally.
Yeah. Who would want to do something like that, man?
The
now,
get them fuck out of here. It's disgusting.
I mean, they'll do anything to get high. You know what I'm saying? Anything.
Well, somebody had to teach them. Somebody had
all that
teach.
Shit.
That's the industry playing games on the kids' minds again, man. And then we worry about destruction in America, man. And they the ones fucking it up. All the way.
I mean, honestly, what it is too. Look at the kids when we were all kids. Kids ran around the street, got hurt, scraped their knees, whatever, right? Played all night long. The kids now are inside on Facebook, whatever the fuck, all day long. If those kids went back in time, they wouldn't last a motherfucking 5 minutes outside because they all knobby and even couldn't run shit.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the type of future we run into where everybody's more indoors and sitting down and not doing shit. And now they have holograms where you can touch holograms and shit.
I'll tell you what. It's
getting locked in.
I took my daughter to see that movie WALL-E a few years ago, okay? And that movie, you know, you think, okay, this is just a kid's cartoon, but it depicted fat, lazy motherfuckers getting everything handed to them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there was a message behind that movie. You know what I'm saying? And people don't pick up on shit like that. But that's the truth. They want to make everything so easy for you. You could have your phone. And you could do just about anything with that phone. Like George, like the late, great George Carlin said, you know, I want a phone that can make me pancakes and scratch my nuts. Pretty soon you're going to get something like that.
Hey, give it 2 years, Max. Jesus.
You'll be able to buy a projector and Tupac will be performing in your living room. You know what I'm saying? Right in front of you, talking to you and shit. You know? Shit.
That's disgusting. I want... You be fucking high fiving some random schmuck in like a Brentwood, like, hey, high five, buddy, and like, get the fuck out of here. That's goofy.
I got a question for all y'all. I'm gonna go around the room first. I'm gonna start with Prez. Prez, I'm gonna ask you, man. Far as the election this year that's coming up, man, Barack Obama. What's your views on that?
Okay, I'll tell you my views real quick. Mitt Romney is for the rich. And obviously he's going to come down hard on the poor. Barack Obama is a puppet, and they both suck dick. And politics is just an illusion, because there is no Republicans, there's no Democrats, there's big business. You know what I'm saying? They answer to big business. They don't answer to you and I. And that's how I feel.
Six, what's your opinion
First
on
of all,
that?
Same thing. All right, first off, I don't vote because jury duty can suck my dick. real talk, I believe that your presidents aren't really chosen by you, per se, when you vote. It's almost like it's a way to pacify the public. Here, vote so you believe you have a choice. And then your next president rolls around because you're swayed to vote for that guy anyway because they push him on you so fucking hard. And that's who Obama was. They push him on you hella fuck hard. Oh, I have to. He's going to make a change. He's a shit. He's going to legalize weed. Whatever. And then the shit happens, and it's the same fucking Halloween, or the same dude with a different Halloween costume on.
Yeah.
It's the same horse shit that always happens. They keep picking a new fall guy for the new routine that happens. wars, all that shit. It's a fucking cycle. All you need to do is look at history. It all circles around and it hits the same point every fucking time. That's all it is to me. So, like I said, long story short, fuck jury duty, voting. I'm smoking weed all day and just watching TV.
But shout out to Bill Clinton for getting his dick sucked by an intern.
No doubt. Hey, Wicked, it's all you, man. What's your opinion on that, bro?
I agree with Prez. I mean, I think a lot of it's an illusion. I think when it comes down to a winner, I think Obama's probably going to win. I don't think he's going to win by the margin that he won the last time. I think it's going to be a choice of the American public, you know, choosing the lesser of two evils. But, again, I do think that a lot of it, it's a smokescreen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Feel the same way, man. And, as a nation, you think we're going to get richer or poorer? What y'all think about that?
Man, I think once you get past a certain point, once you go down the tube so much, you just keep sliding further and further. And, I don't see us getting richer, man. I hate to be gloom and optimistic, but I really don't see us coming back from this. Shit's going to have to start over. Shit's going to have to be recreated. And we're going to have a new nation. Like, just think of this as the Roman Empire. You know what I'm saying? It's on its way out. You know, America is no longer. There's going to be something else, so.
Yeah. You gave up, bro. You just gave up to the NWO, huh?
No, hell no. I ain't giving up to the NWO because I'm within my own society. I don't give a fuck about America because America don't give a fuck about you. Don't give a fuck about me. You know, so fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm ready to move out of this bitch.
Shit, we can't go nowhere now. They took over the whole fucking world, man. With the eye. The eye seeing everything.
Yeah, they're about to put us all on FEMA camps anyway, so I'm about to see all the camps with some pork and beans.
Hell yeah.
All kinds of other shit.
I don't know what we might have been eating shit all along, or where when they ready to make this shit jump.
Yeah, did you hear about this shit? They have like rice with human genes in them now. They experiment.
I watched that. The RF chip.
That shit's crazy. We're eating the people. We're eating our old people. Delicious.
Oh, say that again. What the fuck you just said?
You gotta get on the internet, brother. Check your Google.
You gotta look on the internet. You gotta look it up. They put human genes in the rice.
Yeah.
Shout out to Uncle Ben. Delicious. Rice and roll. The San Francisco treat. Way out of babies.
Word up. Hey, look, man.
I don't care. I eat this shit. And if it tastes good, I'll probably boil it up and eat it too.
Oh, shit. If I'm hungry enough, ask the nice Dutch.
Yeah, we put some gravy on the rice. I think we're nice for the evening.
I would probably go with man, but we're going to hop into a little commercial real quick, man. When we come back, man, we're going to finish chopping it up. Y'all want to join the conversation? Or you want to ask any one of us a question, man, hit us up on the lines 917-889-8297. It's your boy Chill Jizzle, First Fam Radio, and we taking it to the back blocks.
This is First Fam Radio, the hottest internet radio station on the planet.
Yeah. First Fam. Going down, baby. Let's go. Your boy, you don't want him in the building with that one. It's going down like this. I said, yeah, I'm from them bad blocks. Yeah, I got them big rocks. Yeah, I got that good smack.
Yeah. All right, all these thick ass niggas coming against the fam.
They know it.
They can't handle me.
Uh-huh.
I'm right here, brother.
Yeah, I got some big rocks. Yeah, I got that good smack. Tell me who wants that cow.
All want it. Johnny Jewel and S. Chill Kisses. Kick out home. My brother.
Yeah, I got the big rocks. Yeah, I got that good smack. Tell me who wants that.
Who wants that? Come on,
yeah, my nigga, I said, let's go.
I'm about to turn it up,
yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. I'm on the back block. I got work for sale. That white girl, that fish hell. For the right price, I'll make it now. That's my dope in the bag of rice. That Bobby Brown, that Whitney shit. Take the pig, but make it quick. You know, D's on the block and they rock the shit. Cameras flick, come on, can the camera. Cars pulling up like.
What you want? Nigga, my hand, man, I'm ready to spit. When it's rolled down, they want some shit. Yeah. I got what you need, guaranteed. Making those bleed, how you face on freeze. You best believe it's the best in town. Don't play no games, I ain't playing around. Knock, tie, what you trying to cop? Hold on, nigga, here come the cop. Pun, little nigga, dash up my clock. Tell them things, pull up the block. I ain't trying to be seen, I ain't trying to get nigh. But if it happens, gonna catch me, man. Tell the captain, let me call my lawyer. I don't know what happened, examine for me. Tell me out now, I got something for you. These boys shit, come fuck with me.
Yeah, I'm from them bad blocks. Yeah, I got some big blocks. Yeah, I got that good smash. Tell me who want that. Let's go. Yeah, I said my nigga, let's go. You know what, you know. I said, yeah, I'm from them bad blocks. Yeah, I got some big blocks. Yeah, I got that good smash. Tell me who want that. Let's go. Yeah, my nigga, I said, let's go.
Yo, nigga, I got what you need. I got dope, coke, weed, perk. I got all that purple haze with sour D's. Smoking on Dutch, breaking down, breaking it down. A couple hours or maybe three. I'll be back on the block and I'm ready to rock. 10-hour shit, no punching clock. It's hard to stop when you love it. I love it. I'm the clock, trying to take it from me. Run up on me, I need you bloody. That's your homies, we taking over. Work on the stove with the bacon soda. What's your order? I got it for you. Even Oxycontin, we got it. Poppy, you got it. Oxy, so many flavors. My nosy neighbors, I know they watch me. I'm looking back at them like, yeah. I got money getting, yeah, I know that. Bad transaction on certain shit. You slow as shit, and I'm keeping pace. You in last place when I'm leaving. My wind is great. All you're short. You stay in court, you stay in reports. While I'm up all night pitching off the court. People shit, come and fuck with this.
Yeah, I'm from them bad blocks. Yeah, I got some big blocks. Yeah, I got that good smash. Tell me who want that. Let's go. Yeah, I share my nigga, let's go. You know what, you know. I said, yeah, I'm from them bad blocks. Yeah, I got the big blocks. Yeah, I got that good smash. Tell me who want that. Let's go. Yeah, my nigga, let's go.
Slide, you know my grill. I sold so much dope, couldn't afford my bills. Cash spot so I can hide it still. Bitch passed out, she first off our bills. I'm smoking still. Haze and cuz, you know we playing cards and they counting books. You want dip and Henny and I'm making money. I'm making doorbell ring, it's another chunk. Mel, my honey, things in work. Money come fast, they date the first. Dutch to the head, let me calm and everything. I'm smoking happy, you know I smoke so rabbit. Cell phone rings, I guess what happened. Niggas clapping, your cousin said. We had to grab the ratchet and had to dump the shit. My nigga, cops came, start asking names. Rules of the game, nigga. You don't know shit. When the boys run down, close your lips. Can't say shit, you can't jump shit. No cash in your jet, spell out real quick. Dope boy shit.
That dope boy shit.
Yo, this is P-Rock, a.k.a. Primetime P, checking in from Milwaukee County. Big shout out to First Fam Radio. Tune in week in and week out.
Yo, this is First Fam Radio. This is Don Black, local neighborhood hero.
Yeah, man, you already know who it is. Man of the hour, Mr. Stop Notch himself, B-Mafia. You are now listening to First Family Radio.
Now who's rhyming here? The Lord, I am here. Plant my flag into the soil, I am a pioneer. What's up, nigga, what's up? I ain't never scared to fuck up and dump young punks up in the Delaware. Enough is more than enough. You don't wanna shut the fuck up, it's gonna be a bloody scene for the police up in his mother. Call me the street sweeper, I'm so gutter. Hope you niggas got the cleaning gloves, stop the beats of cleaning up. I push it to the limit, non-stop, and I keep it up. I push, 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 like the head by the peeking cuz. Police in my rear view, hell no, they ain't keeping up. The buck knife cut a face off, quicker than a racehorse. Resort to catching bodies now, trying to get this weight off. Got my dog collar now, hope you please stay off. Cause all the clawing at my neck got me so way off. Got me looking like a fiend, but the fiend's what I'm looking for. You're a pipe dream, I am the main source of cooking raw. Now look, I took the ball, what you gonna do about it? Cut off a nigga balls, write a fucking tune about it. I am the truth, I'm doubting, niggas gonna be stupid about it. Till I use they loose body parts to move a mountain. Get a front stop, waiting at this one spot. To kill whoever you call, number one on the one spot. Set it off, stepping on niggas. letting off the weapon on nigga.
You on your way to the bottom.
You better off staying right there, dog. Pressure up here, dog. For real,
we on our way to the top.
Set it off, stepping on nigga. Letting off the weapon on nigga.
You on your way to the bottom.
You better off staying right there, dog. Pressure up here, dog. For real,
we on our way to the top.
This is my life, yeah. I feel it running through my veins, yeah, yeah.
Been with nights on the road, in places you won't go. I am losing my soul, the pulsation in my heart. Each note plays a part. I am music. Spending weeknights on the road, in places you won't go.
Yeah.
I am music.
I ride for this, up this everything. I quit my job for this, I'll risk everything. If music was a gun, they say I'm fumbling a weapon. Shit that took years to build, shit could crumble in a second. I'm swallowing this pill, I'm trying to keep it snappy. I'm like, fuck a record deal, if a nigga ain't happy. This music shit is lust, but baby, I'm passionate. These rappers in my dust, y'all niggas can bask in it. Keep my wardrobe fastening, the guards with the hash in it. Songs I be engineering, but my balls be mastering. The whole block loving it, it's hot, get your oven in. They call me the mayor, but I'm not with the government. I'm from the back blocks, I'm up the hill black tops. As soon as night falls, all you hear is mad shots. I sleep to the violence, retreat to my island. Y'all niggas gon' stall, I'm keeping it vibrant. Y'all niggas should thank me, but y'all ain't got manners. I told you I'm a problem, and y'all ain't got answers. When I was coming up, the people said I'm gon' be shit. And now I'm coming up, them same people want free shit. Them hoes be plotting a bigger amount. They wanna know what I'm doing, get a Twitter account. Your boy got a movement, y'all better get in tune. While people bite their tongue, don't say nothing, assume shit. Y'all better make room, kid, I mean soon, kid. Cause I'll be coming with that mob, broomstick. A lot of niggas getting shot, now they better. A lot of niggas getting boxed, Mayweather. I tell these chickens kick rocks. I'm a monster, I'm trying to grind. If it say she trying to be sponsored, and anytime I wanna fuck, no problem. And lately she wanna do it with no condom. And I'm hungry, I'ma clean this plate. These gold diggers trying to get me, use my dream as bait. I'm indulging in the pithy, all the shit they spoke. I'm the mayor of the city and I don't get they vote. I should be mentioned out with, I'ma keep that low. And somebody tell Cupid, I'ma keep that bow. And every day I wake up and I see that race, I better inform the world, I'ma need that space.
Spending on the road, places you won't go.
I said boombox. Man, blood, sweat, and years. Still, I remain humble. Shout out my grandma, Matley. She would give up anything to keep me out in the streets. I love you.
Yeah, we back, man. First Fan Radio, it's your boy Chill Jizzle, Prez, Yellow Tape, Dutch, Wicked, Six. Y'all still with me, bro?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, man, I had to pay a couple bills, man. You know what I mean? I had a couple artists to get out the way, man. We down to the last set. And, man, I just want to let y'all know I appreciate having y'all on the show, man. As always.
Anytime. Any fucking time.
You know what I mean? And, pretty soon, man, like, we're going to have the UGS hour on First Fan Radio, man, where we play nothing but underground artists, man. That's on the CD.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
You know what I mean? How's that for promotion, man? And Wicked, man, we definitely appreciate having you on the show and kicking it with us, man. You got some more music, man. Please make sure we get it, man, because we supporting the movement all day, every day, man.
Well, I'm going to say, shout out to you guys for the support, for playing both of the tracks. As I said when I first came on, you know, Prez has been a fan to me for years. When I had my radio show, you know, I was, you know, waiting for them to send me stuff from the shop, him, CO, the Bad Black. So that I look at them like family, you know what
yeah,
I mean? So even if you don't
here,
hear my voice and you dealing with them, you hearing them, you talking to them, you trust me. If you don't hear my voice, it's still represented in what they stand for and, you know, the things that they say and the movement that they've started. So, you know, I just want to definitely send shouts out to CO, the Bad Black, Prez, UGS, FTI, you know, God Damn Six, everybody that's part of this movement across the globe. You know, we definitely support it, and much love to all of y'all.
No doubt. And
thank you, bro. What's up?
What part of New York you calling out of, man? I know that's a New York number that came up on the line.
Yeah, Brooklyn, man. Brooklyn is home. So born and raised, man.
No doubt, man. Shouts out to Brooklyn, man. We're going to hop to this next joint, man, to take us up out of here, man. First Fan Radio, get with it or get left behind.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fan Radio.
Yeah, this is L Nasty. I'm repping First Fan Radio.
You're listening to the Dower Out.
You already, this your boy B.U. Cypher Sour, what up, nigga? Holla at your boy. Cypher Sour.
Man, y'all tuned in to that motherfucking Dower Hour, you heard?
Bill Wood. You hitting them with them punches, them shits gonna fit them.
G Money in the building with Cypher Sour. Smoking mad dower. Smoking mad hours. We in the building, Cypher Sour. C Dub. Let's get this paper. Holla.
What up, nigga?
You're listening to First Fan Radio.
Yeah.
It's your boy Illwood, man, aka Who's That DJ, man? Tune into the Dower Hour. Saturday and Sunday, 9:30 to 11:30. First Fan is going down. Shut down.
They say, what's happening? This your boy Saudi LO, live from Bank Kid. Shouts out to First Fan Radio and DJ K Swift. Let's get it.
Watch the niggas drive with it.
niggas can't comprehend. These real niggas, they follow me. These haters wanna hate on me. These bitches wanna swallow me. The 250, I'm 250, so I ain't gotta shoot it. Only fuck with Tony, so I got a lot of shooting. Bitch, I'm going in, I'm going in. Right now, I feel I'm going in. And I'm feeling super sick. I think I need some medicine.
You know every day a nigga go hard. Never take a day off. I'm between my promises and I'm down to let the pay off.
Niggas getting dope, flipping grand, flipping those. My money like fuck the motor, try come between that and my pistol blow. My little niggas out on the block, getting bread, counting up. Till I'm dead, till I'm not, how nigga get ain't gonna never stop. Till the block hot, feel the noise rolling, hating on the way that a nigga working. Mind slow, got a nigga nervous, they hot out, and a nigga murking. Getting money like the haters know. Hood niggas on train to go, got a bunch of gold, they strap the show. I done killed this, so I switched the flow. Like every day I go hard, never take the day off. And the niggas play hard, ballin' like the playoff. Come between my profits and I'm down and let the payoff. Choppers start to spit and hit and they sing your radar. Bitch, you have this red team, this tight tight like sweet dreams. My swag mean I back a bitch and have stuck on my whole team. Still doing my damn thing, going off of this damn screen. Neck and wrist go bling bling, my pocket scream now change.
You know every day a nigga go hard, never take a day off. Come between and I'm down to let the KO. Born like the player. This one when I tell ya, get it how I live it and I'm living it. You Monday, know every day a nigga go home. Never take a day off. I'm between my profits and I'm down to let the KO. Born like the player. This one when I tell ya, get it how I live it and I'm living it. You Monday.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Yeah, it's going down, man. Listen, man, this next joint is real dope. I like this joint. AP the Mayor featuring Corey Kelly. Ebony is going down. Now your music. Trenton, stand up. Let's go, y'all.
You're listening to First Fam Radio. Fam Radio.
Places you won't go. I am losing my soul. The pulsation in my heart each note plays a part. I am music. Spending weeknights on the road. In places you won't go. I am music.
I ride for this, of this everything. I quit my job for this, I'll risk everything. If music was a gun, they say I'm fumbling a weapon. Shit that took years to build, shit could crumble in a second. I'm swallowing this pill, I'm trying to keep it snappy. I'm like, fuck a record deal, if a nigga ain't happy. This music shit is lust. Baby, I'm passionate. These rappers in my dust, y'all niggas can bask in it. My wardrobe fastening, the guards with the hash in it. Songs I be engineering, but my balls be mastering it. The whole block loving it. It's hot, get your oven in. They call me the mayor, but I'm not with the government. I'm from the back blocks, I'm up the hill black pops. As soon as night falls, all you hear is mad shots. I sleep to the violence. Retreat to my island, y'all niggas gon' starve. I'm keeping it vibrant, y'all niggas should thank me. But y'all ain't got manners. I told you I'm a problem, and y'all ain't got answers. When I was coming up, the people said I'm gon' be shit. And now I'm coming up, them same people want free shit. Them hoes be plotting a bigger amount. They wanna know what I'm doing, get a Twitter account. Your boy got a movement, y'all better get in tune. While people bite their tongue, don't say nothing, assume shit. Y'all better make room, kid. I mean, soon, kid. Cause I'll be
coming with that mop. Room said, a lot of niggas getting shot. Now they better. A lot of niggas getting boxed. Mayweather, I tell these chickens kick rocks. I'm a monster, I'm trying to grind. The bitch say she trying to be sponsors. And anytime I wanna fuck, no problem. And lately she wanna do it with no condom. And I'm hungry, I'ma clean this plate. These gold diggers trying to get me, use my dream as bait. I'm indulging in the pithy, all the shit they spoke. I'm the mayor of the city and I don't get they vote. I should be mentioned out with, I'ma keep that low. And somebody tell Cupid, I'ma keep that bow. And every day I wake up and I see that race. I better inform the world, I'ma need that space.
Spending your life on the road, in places you won't go.
Y'all know how it's going down.
And you know we got to keep the music banging, man.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all know we got a number, 917-889-8297. And that's how it's going down. So, even if you got some music right now, that you, even if you got a joint you just done right now, nobody want to listen to it. Email that joint to where, Jimmy? RadioFirstFan@yahoo.com.
Peter Boss, man. Can't be on this. Godzilla on this.